# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. User Journey for a Vice President in Financial Services. Mastering Backend Development with Low-Code Solutions. Asterisk. In this stage, we focus on understanding the foundational concepts of backend development and how they are intricately tied to the financial services industry. As a vice president, your ability to communicate effectively with your technical teams and stakeholders is crucial for career advancement. By the end of this session, you will have a solid grasp of key backend development topics that will empower you in your role. # Main content. # Introduction to backend development. Let's start with the basics. Backend development is like the engine of a car. It powers everything behind the scenes. In financial services, this means handling sensitive data, facilitating transactions, and ensuring seamless customer experiences. Backend development encompasses the server, the database, and the application logic, essentially everything that users don't see but interacts with their requests and actions. With low-code solutions, you can create and manage these processes without needing in-depth programming skills, allowing you to focus on business strategy instead of coding intricacies. In simple terms, think of back-end development as the backstage crew of a theater production. While the audience sees the actors and the performance, the backstage crew is busy ensuring everything runs smoothly, from lighting to sound to scene changes. Similarly, back-end developers ensure that all the necessary components work together to provide a seamless experience for users. # Understanding APIs. Application programming interfaces. Now that we have a grasp of what back-end development involves, let's delve into APIs. Think of an API as a bridge that allows different software applications to communicate with each other. In financial services, APIs are invaluable as they enable secure transactions and data sharing between systems. For instance, when a mobile banking app fetches your transaction history, it uses APIs to retrieve that information from the bank's server. APIs can also be likened to a restaurant menu. The menu provides a list of dishes you can order, and when you specify what you want, the kitchen, the server, prepares it for you. In this analogy, the API is the waiter that takes your order and delivers it to the kitchen. With low-code platforms, you can integrate various APIs with minimal coding, making it easier to connect your services with those of partners or third-party applications. This empowers you to enhance your offerings without needing to build everything from scratch. # Role of databases in backend development. Next, let's discuss databases. If backend development is the engine, databases are the fuel. They store all the critical data your applications need. In financial services, this might include customer information, transaction records, and compliance data. A well-structured database can optimize performance and ensure data integrity. Consider a library as an analogy for a database. Just as a library organizes books so that you can easily find the information you need, a database organizes data in a way that enables quick and efficient access. Low-code solutions often come with built-in database management tools that allow you to model, query, and manipulate your data without intensive coding efforts. This means you can focus on ensuring the data serves your business needs effectively and efficiently. # Basics of server-side scripting. Lastly, we reach server-side scripting. This is where the magic happens, where all the requests from users are processed. Server-side scripting allows you to create dynamic content based on user interactions. For example, when a user submits a loan application online, server-side scripts validate the information and execute business logic before responding. To illustrate, think of server-side scripting as a personal shopper at a retail store, When you provide your preferences, the shopper, the server-side script, finds the best products, information, for you based on your needs. With low-code solutions, you can utilize drag-and-drop functionalities to create these scripts, streamlining processes and allowing you to prioritize business logic over technical coding. This enables you to focus on delivering value to your customers while the technical details are handled efficiently in the background. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, remember that mastering back-end development concepts is not just about learning the technicalities. It's about enhancing your ability to lead and communicate effectively within your organization. Understanding how back-end systems work enables you to bridge the gap between technical and non-technical stakeholders, ensuring your projects align with business goals. Reflection questions. 1. How can a better understanding of back-end development enhance your communication with technical teams? 2. In what ways can APIs streamline processes in your current financial services operations? 3. How do you envision utilizing low-code solutions to improve data management within your organization? Thank you for joining me in Stage 1. I look forward to our next steps together as we continue to explore the user journey in back-end development.